Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
On Sunday afternoon, Eskom ramped up load shedding to stage 4. That was from yesterday afternoon. I think it's meant to be stage 3 now, but I'm not really sure what that means in any event. The question is, why is it happening? And obviously, how do we get out of it? What about nuclear energy? There's been a lot of conversations around this, and of course, South Africans being very skeptical because of the relationship that Jacob Zuma at the time had with other foreign entities. Something we just simply couldn't trust. But does that mean that nuclear energy in of itself isn't a good solution? We wanted to speak to an expert, Des Miller, Managing Director at New Energy Developments. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Yes, I'm doing well, thank you. And thanks for inviting me to your show.
So let's just start off with why we're in this position in the first place. And of course, we all know that there's corruption, there's all sorts of things. But why is it that we are hitting stage 4 on a weekend when I would imagine the power demand is quite low?
Yeah, you know, it's quite a challenge and quite a situation that has developed over the last 20 years. If you remember correctly, the first load shedding we had was 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. And it's just progressively got worse over time. But definitely having load shedding in the middle of the night or over the weekend when one would assume that there is a low usage of energy is an indication of the state of the system. But what we also use is this additional energy that we have, the additional capacity we have to pump up our hydro pump storage systems. It needs a tremendous amount of energy to build up that battery, that hydro battery, and then obviously use that battery for the peak periods.
Right, so that's also why it's happening in the middle of the night.
No, exactly.
In terms of the way forward, we're seeing a lot of different things happening. We're obviously seeing companies starting to produce their own. We're seeing many people in their homes going to solar. What are some of the options? And is nuclear a potential way forward as well?
Yeah, look, one was kind of looks at the situation as we've evolved over the last 20 years, and there's no real foreseeable solution in sight. I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Probably by 2030, we'll start seeing improvements in the energy availability, provided, obviously, we do the correct and most effective actions now. You know, so if we start implementing them now, we will probably get some recovery towards the end of this decade. Mm. It took us 20 years to get here, but it's not an overnight solution either on improving the situation, other than improving Eskom's performance of the existing assets. You know, procuring new energy takes a lot of time, especially baseload capacity, which we desperately need, like coal or gas or nuclear. Takes a bit of time to get it onto the grid. So the real short-term solution is really improving the performance of Eskom's existing assets. But that doesn't solve the problem for intensive energy users, municipalities who are all kind of looking at solutions for their business. I heard just recently with the stage 4 load shedding that we had, that intensive energy users were reducing their capacity on production to 20%. And that is an indication of the impact it's having on our economy. So, you know, they need to find solutions. They need to find medium-term and short-term solutions. And there aren't too many out there. A lot of guys are moving over to renewables and solar and things like that, but unfortunately, because it's a light form of energy, it provides precious little energy for an industrialized country. Mm. Definitely, renewables has its applications and its benefits, but certainly not to power an industrialized country. You need baseload energy, and you can get that from good hydro, which we don't have here in South Africa, but in Southern Africa we have it. Gas to power, and coal. we may need to revisit coal, and then obviously nuclear is a good solution. So we could look at large-scale reactors on the coast, or we could actually look at small modular reactors distributed inland, and especially with the retired coal-fired power stations that we're looking at retiring over the next decade, we can certainly replace them with gas and small modular reactors. And you can get a hell of a lot more power and a lot cleaner power out of those sites.
How long does it take, and how expensive are these nuclear station, power stations?
Look, nuclear does cost a bit more to install. I'll give you the exact figures now.
Right.
But it does last four times longer, and it certainly produces four times more power a year. So the additional capital cost does justify the performance, is justified by the performance of the plant and the longevity of the plant itself, you know. So one's got to not take it out of complete context. A nuclear plant today, looking at the large-scale reactor, we were looking at about $4 to $5 a watt. So one can do the calculation on it. It's certainly not a trillion rand for the 10 gigawatt program. I'd love to get paid a trillion rand for that, but certainly not in my lifetime.
Yeah. And in terms of safety?
Nuclear energy, because it is potentially unsafe, you know, it is potentially dangerous, but because of the quality and safety management systems that are embedded in the technology itself, during the construction, during the operations and maintenance of the plant, it has the safest statistics in the world out of all energy technologies. So you can have a look at those records on the safety of the plants, and it is one of the safest technology out of all power generation technologies, including wind and solar and coal and gas and hydro.
That is so interesting. South Africans are obviously jaded, as I said in my intro, because we haven't trusted really, and for good reason, we haven't trusted decisions of government to make the decision based on the right things. Do you think that we can ever go back to nuclear in South Africa without this tremendous fear that it's just going to be another scheme to enrich government?
Yeah. Look, it's just unfortunate what happened in 2017, and that was an independent activity. I'm not too sure of the credibility of what happened,
right.
But certainly the media got on top of it, and the anti-nuclear lobby group had a field day of this. But the government, all the departments of government were doing a fantastic job and a very competitive process of procuring the nuclear solution back then. We were looking at a 10 gigawatt program, and government followed a process, and they had the nuclear vendors coming out to South Africa, and they did vendor parades. They did a fantastic job. Even one of the vendors said to me, "I've never seen a thorough procurement process."
That's so interesting.
As they've seen here in South Africa. And unfortunately, it was hijacked by our president at the time.
Right.
Supposedly or apparently hijacked.
Right. Well, Dov says, if we can't build a coal-fired power station properly, do you think we can build a nuclear one?
Well, a nuclear power station is certainly not going to get built like Medupi and Kasile, where Eskom managed 200 contracts and things like that, packages and things like that.
Yeah, it would have to be done in a very
It's going to be built on a turnkey EPC solution by an experienced contractor who has built probably a dozen or a half a dozen of these elsewhere around the world. So we build exactly what has been built before. So the risks of Medupi and Kasile are definitely mitigated with the new procurement contracting model.
Absolutely. So, Dov, to answer your question, it's not that someone's going to look up a number on their cell phone and, I don't know, Samsung Nuclear and get him to come in to start building. It's going to have to be done very, very differently. That's unfortunately all we have time for, but a very interesting conversation. Des Muller, Managing Director at New Energy Developments, talking to us about the possibility of a nuclear. What do you think of that?